Service call. Outdoor unit hums or buzzes but won't start. Field flow for the humming slash buzzing condenser. Separate a buzzing contactor from a stalled motor. Test the capacitor and decide between a cap, a hard start, or a locked rotor compressor without throwing parts. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see. You hear the outdoor unit, but nothing's turning right. Two very different sounds get called humming. So your first job is to tell them apart. A buzzing slash chattering contactor, a rapid mechanical rattle from the contactor itself, usually a control voltage problem, a stalled motor hum, a deep electrical hum from the compressor or fan motor that's getting power but won't spin, often ending in a breaker trip or a thermal cutout a few seconds later. Nail down which one you're hearing before you pull a single part. They send you in opposite directions. Walk it in order. Listen and look. Is the condenser fan spinning? Is the compressor humming and then kicking off on internal overload? Is the noise the contactor itself buzzing? Pop the panel power off first and look for pitted, chattering, or welded contacts. Branch A, buzzing contactor. A chattering contactor usually means weak or unstable 24 volts on the coil, dirty slash pitted contacts, or a marginal transformer. Measure 24 volts across the contactor coil while it's calling. Low or fluctuating voltage to walk the 24 volts back thermostat. Y wire, safeties in series, transformer load. Solid 24 volts but it still chatters to the contactor is failing. Replace it. Branch B. Motor hums, won't spin. The contactor pulled and fine. Line voltage is present at the load. But the motor just hums. This is almost always a capacitor or a stalled slash locked motor. Kill power, bleed the cap, and test it. Test the run capacitor. Read microfarads against the nameplate printed on the can. A dual cap has HERM, fan, and C terminals. Test each section. Out of spec commonly more than about 6 to 10% low, or open or bulged slash leaking equals replace it. A weak cap is the hash one cause of a humming motor that won't start, and it's cheap. Bin test the fan carefully. If the fan hums, power off and flick the blade by hand, then restore power. If it takes off after a nudge, that's a dead capacitor or a tired motor with worn bearings. If it won't budge by hand, the bearings are seized. If the compressor still won't start with a known good cap to measure inrush with a clamp meter on a start attempt, pulling locked rotor amps LRA on the nameplate and tripping equals the compressor is trying but can't get over the hump. A hard start kit can rescue a tired but good compressor. A mechanically locked rotor won't spin no matter what you throw at it and means the compressor is done. What normal looks like. Control voltage at the contactor coil. 24 to 28 vac. Steady. Flickering slash low equals your buzz. Run capacitor, within roughly plus or minus 6% of the printed micro F rating. A 45/5 dual should read close to 45 on HERM C and 5 on FAN C. Line voltage at the loads, about 240 volts with the contactor pulled in. Compressor current, running RLA on the nameplate when up and running. A brief LRA spike at start that drops within a second or two. Sustained LRA equals its stalling. Common faults and what they mean. Weak slash dead run capacitor, motor hums and won't start, or fan needs a hand spin to go. Cheapest, most common fix. Always test it first on a humming motor. Chattering contactor slash low 24 volts. Buzzing at the contactor, intermittent starts. Could be the contactor itself or a control voltage supply problem. Tired compressor high starting load. Starts hard. Sometimes trips on a hot day or with high head pressure. A hard start kit buys time. It's a band-aid, not a cure. Locked rotor slash seized compressor. Deep hum. Immediate trip or thermal cutout. Won't start with a good cap or a hard start. Confirm with an amp draw at LRA. The compressor is mechanically stuck. Seized fan motor bearings. Fan hums. Won't spin by hand. May smell hot. Replace the motor. Tech tips and gotchas. Always bleed the capacitor before touching terminals. A charged run cap holds enough to hurt you. Discharge it through a resistor or an insulated screwdriver across the terminals. Carefully. Test the cap before condemning any motor or compressor. Replacing a $400 fan motor when a $15 cap was the problem is the classic rookie mistake. A hard start kit is a diagnostic, not just a part. If it makes a hard starting compressor run, the compressor is still alive but weakening. If it does nothing, the compressor is mechanically locked. High head pressure can fake a hard start. A dirty condenser or overcharge raises starting load. Don't slap a hard start on a compressor that's only struggling because the head pressure is sky high. Fix the head pressure. Single vs. three-phase matters. On three-phase gear there's no run cap. A humming three-phase compressor that won't start points at a lost leg, a bad contactor pole, or a phase issue. Safety slash code notes. Lock out and verify zero voltage before opening the condenser. Line voltage terminals stay live until you confirm otherwise. Discharge capacitors before handling. Treat every cap as charged. Inrush testing means the unit is energized with the panel off. Keep hands and tools clear of the line voltage section and wear eye protection. Confirm the outdoor disconnect is present and in sight of the unit per NEC section 440.